In our experience, we go to people who can be of help to us physically, spiritually, psychologically, or even financially. We go to doctors for medical advice and healing. We go to lawyers for legal advice and help. We go to friends when we need help and assistance. We go to our family for support and love. So to every person that we go, we are recognizing that we will be well received by them because of their goodness and kindness. In our gospel, a lot of people came to Jesus with confidence and hope that he will help them in their needs. They were suffering, distressed, broken, lost, and sick. They knew that Jesus was their chance to bring them into life, healed, and strengthened them. They recognized him as a great prophet and has power to heal, restore, and make them new. So Jesus offered freedom to everyone who sought him out. Whenever Jesus went, wherever Jesus went, the people came to him because they had heard about all the wonderful deeds and miracles which he performed. They were hungry for God and desired healing from their afflictions. In faith, they pressed upon Jesus to touch him. As they did so, power came from Jesus and they were healed. According to Saint Augustine of Hippo, it is by faith that we touch Jesus, and far better to touch him by faith than to touch or handle him with the hands only and not by faith. It was no great thing to merely touch him manually. It is by touching him faithfully that your faith has made you whole. So my dear brothers and sisters, we too, let us come to Jesus with the same confidence of being well received as the people in today's gospel. Let us reach out and touch our Lord in our weaknesses and brokenness and recognize him as the source of our healing and life. He is always available to us as he was to the crowds of Galilee. Let us remember his promise, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." We can draw inspiration in following the Lord in the life of Saint Agnes, the saint we celebrate today. Saint Agnes of Rome was born in 2091 and raised in a Christian family. Agnes was very beautiful and belonged to a wealthy family. Her hand in marriage was highly sought after, and she had many high-ranking men chasing after her. However, Agnes made a promise to God never to stain her purity. Her love for the Lord was great, and she hated sin even more than death. Whenever a man wished to marry Agnes, She would always say, Jesus Christ is my only spouse. In one incident, Prokop, the governor's son, became very angry when she refused him. In great anger, Prokop accused her of being a Christian and brought her to his father, the governor. The governor promised Agnes wonderful gifts if she would only deny God. But Agnes refused. He tried to change her mind by putting her in chains, but her lovely face shone with joy. Next, he sent her to a place of sin, but an angel protected her. At last, she was condemned to death, and Agnes was as happy as a bride on her wedding day. She did not pay attention to those who begged her to save herself. She said, I would offend my spouse if I were to try to please you. He chose me first, and he shall have me. Then she prayed, bowed her head for the death stroke of the sword. On her feast day every year, it is customary for two lambs to be brought in to be blessed by the Pope. On Holy Thursday, the lamb's wool is removed and woven into the pallium the Pope gives to a newly consecrated archbishop as a sign of his power and union with the Pope. Saint Agnes is widely known as the patron saint of young girls, of chastity, rape survivors, and the children of Mary. So, my dear brothers and sisters, let us approach the Lord with confidence and ask the intercession of Saint Agnes to be faithful to our Lord, even in the face of trials, difficulties, and death. Saint Agnes,